You've no doubt heard that international visitors to Australia often come with the perception that we have kangaroos jumping around in our backyards, along our roads, and even on our beaches. Well, it's true, as Carolyn Jasinski discovered on a visit earlier this year to Queensland's Cape Hillsborough. If you visit this beach between Mackay and Airlie Beach, and if you go to the water's edge at sunrise, you'll find kangaroos and wallabies feasting on mangrove seed pods. Carolyn spoke with Ranger Murray Gibbs, on the beach of course, about this magical spot that even the Australian tourists rave about.
I thought I had the best job in the world as a travel writer, finding all these fabulous places to come and talk about. But I think you've got a better job than I have.
Well, it's pretty special.
It is, isn't it?
It is pretty special. And we're very lucky because we've got lots of the native animals here, especially the wallabies and kangaroos, but lots of other things too, of course. But it gives you, the public, the opportunity to get fairly close to them.
Yeah. So we're at Cape Hillsborough, and a lot of international tourists believe that kangaroos are everywhere. They actually are here.
Yes, they are here, aren't most they? Definitely. Yeah.
It's amazing. So we've got up at 5:15 this morning was sunrise, so we were here just a bit before that. You were here a lot before that.
A lot before that.
Yes. getting stuff ready. Just
the animals start coming about 4 o'clock. So.
Yeah, it was really black when I came out.
Yeah, no, there was a bit of moon earlier.
Yeah, you would be used to it. For me, it was dark, but we could see these little silhouettes on the beach.
Yes.
And they are just adorable. There's how many, 12?
No, it's only the two kangaroos, and it's about 60 agile wallabies altogether.
Right. So they come down here to feed on the mangrove seed pods.
On the mangrove seed pods, which are very, very high in minerals.
Yep.
And the reason they look for that is because the local grass here, because of the sandy nature of the soil, is very low in minerals. So they're actually supplementing their diets, feeding the mangrove seed pods. Now, as far as we're aware, there is only 4 beaches in Australia where that happens.
Is that right?
There's one on the Flute Peninsula near Adelaide, 2 up near Broome, and this one. You'll certainly see them on the beach in lots of other places, but not supplementing their diets like they do here.
Right.
And that's why we always have them here every morning.
That's great. Now, I notice you put down a little bit of
Yeah, that's
food
just
as
crushed
well.
Seed into a pellet for us, and that's just purely for crowd control, just so we can keep them in a certain area and helps to keep them on the beach a little bit longer.
And what's in it?
It's just crushed seed. It's grass and seeds are their main food source.
So the two little kangaroos, they're just adorable. You hand-raised them, didn't you?
They have been hand-raised, yes, that's right. Their mums were unfortunately killed and they were hand-raised, but they are fully released. They're just totally wild now. They do spend a bit of time around the caravan park. Caravan park very conveniently grows some nice grass for them.
So. Yeah, and it's right on the beach, just behind the bushes. I saw them lurking around yesterday. I say that in the nicest way because they were just very casual.
Yeah, they have. So. As I say, they were hand raised. That's why they're quite comfortable around people as long as they don't try and interfere with them.
Yeah. So you said you get up to 100 often on the
people?
Beach?
Oh, 100 is
people.
The average.
Yeah.
As I mentioned before, Easter Saturday last, we had 360 people on the beach. Yesterday there was 140, day before 111.
How do you do crowd control?
It's not really a problem too much.
That's good.
We've got the cone set out and it restricts where people can go. And 99.99% of people are aware of that's what they're there for, so it's not really a big issue.
So just to let everybody know, we're set. What's the name of this beach? Is it actually Cape?
It's Cape Hillsborough Beach.
So, and it's beautiful big bay. And the cones that Murray mentioned are only there. It's around a huge area so that people don't go any closer.
And this is where most of the seed pods wash in this particular area right here. So, yeah.
And I can see Wedge Island from here, which is a very easy walk at low tide.
Yes, you can. Yep, only at low tide.
And you can go out there and have a little wander around. And then there's a rock pool you were talking about.
It's a big rock pool. It's about 12 metres across and very deep. And has lots of crustaceans and coral and so on in it, like out on the reef.
And no stingers?
No. They go out as the tide goes out, fortunately. So.
That's very cool.
That doesn't apply to all rock pools. I
mean, no, and you can't guarantee there's no stingers, but generally...
Well, never has been.
Great place to come.
Carolyn Jasinski was speaking with volunteer ranger Murray Gibbs there at Cape Hillsborough.